All right, welcome everybody. We are pumping out the 12 steps as quickly as we can make time for. And today is step five.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Again, we're totally unscripted. I'm your host, Stacey Rose. With me is Connie Fox, and she's a soul communicator. So Jesus actually brings us the step. We have no idea what's to come.
Yeah.
We just had a great step four, so hopefully you've got used to it for the last at least 7 days, 10 minutes a day. And we are excited to bring you step five.
Yeah.
Jesus, are you there?
Yes. Step five may rustle some feathers. Or ruffle some feathers? Okay, yeah. Okay. It directly dissolves ego. Step five is facing the ego head on. It is facing the ego's fear of dying. And the ego is only an illusion. It is not real. But when you believe in it, it is real in your direct experience. In time, spiritual growth awakens, enlivens, ego dissolves, diminishes. And this is waking up to enlightenment, your true self state of awareness, your soul's awareness, fully aware of God. Step five examines your specific fears, your specific judgments that separate you from being able to love more fully yourself and others. Ego always wants to judge, separate, divide. Your level of self-love defines your level of ego, operating more from love or more from ego. Loving yourself fully is all that's ever needed. You can only love others as much as you love yourself. You can only forgive others as much as you can forgive yourself. What do you need to forgive? One thing and one thing only. That's you. That you left God. You preferred living life solo without God. And you have that free will. You had that free will. And now, most of you, my children, are walking in the dark, lost. You have forgotten our Father. You have forgotten me. You cannot know me through a book. You cannot know me through words. You cannot know me from a teacher. They help you get started. But knowing me is always through direct experience. It is opening your heart more, loving more, just love, it is love. Dissolving away the ego's fears of losing itself, its separate self, its individual self, its solo self. The identity that you are fully identified with right now for many of you. This is the only you that you really know. So let's begin to learn how to tame, nullify the ego, and become more your true self and less your ego self. This means loving more and fearing less. It is a state of fearlessness. In time, you will all reach. This is my state of awareness, fearlessness, fully loving. It is simple. Facing your fear is the only way to annihilate it. Resisting it gets you nowhere. Avoiding it gets you nowhere. Hiding from it gets you nowhere. Escaping from it gets you nowhere. You stay caught up in it doing this. Step five is about facing your fears, your judgments, your pain, your suppressed pain and fear that you typically distract yourself from being more fully aware of. Acknowledging. It is painful to go there. It is understandable. But you can accomplish this so easily by facing it fully, allowing yourself to meet it and not avoid it, not to fear it, but to be okay feeling it. And the it is your fear in varying forms. Negative emotions, fear-based emotions. You all have many, many lifetimes of accumulated pain and fear. And it's a cycle, a habitual cycle. You do not realize because you continue avoiding it, it stays there unhealed and accumulates more and more. What is in your consciousness, you create in the manifest. You manifest in physical form. You attract people and experiences and situations that are in alignment with your present state of consciousness. Where there is fear, unhealed fear, this is a block. These are blocks to fullness of life, to experiencing love fully. It is not easy to feel your pain from a prior experience or even a present experience. It seems easier to avoid it by many different ways. Staying busy in activity, substances, alcohol, making love, sex, shopping, many, many, many different ways to distract yourself from feeling what is there that is blocking you from enlightenment, from fully realizing your true self. Step five is annihilating the ego through acceptance, through accepting its feelings, through accepting what is there underneath the surface. What is deep down in your heart now? There is pain there for most of you. There is pain there, unhealed pain for many lifetimes. Step five takes you there intentionally with grace. And I will be there with you through it if you ask me. Step five requires acknowledging your fears, basically. You do not have to write them down initially on paper, but this can be helpful. to help you get started. This is the Hope technique I have already created. And Connie and Stacy and some others will be sharing this in more detail with more guidance and specific support or direction. This will be another teaching you will be sharing. Yes. But for now, get acquainted with what your fears are. Ask yourself, spend several moments a day before or after step four, the 10 minute of just tuning into or intentionally wanting to feel the presence of God, God's energy or our spirit energy, before or after that or any other time, it does not matter. But spend several moments writing down if you'd like, or just asking yourself, what are my deepest fears? What am I avoiding? What do I fear? It will bring more awareness of the only thing that blocks you from full God consciousness, and that is your fears. Identify them, acknowledge them. Face them, at least on paper or in your mind, in your awareness. You're bringing them out into your awareness, more into your conscious awareness. Yes. Identify several or more. You may fear the loss of a loved one. You may fear not making more money. You may fear not healing from an illness. You may fear being rejected. You may fear losing something or someone. You may fear like an accident or a trauma. Yes. So many. It is endless. Simply identify them. The next step is the second part of this step. I would like you to do this for several moments a day. Get acquainted with them either mentally in your mind or write them down. List at least several. What are my biggest fears? This is all. Do this for a week. Get to know what you are all hiding from. What is blocking you from fullness of life? The next step, step six, will tell you or teach you how to bring acceptance to them. And in time, come to not fear them anymore. This is very possible. Do not think it is not. Fear is not a part of God's world, his way of life. And he just goes, yes. You are just unfamiliar with living life without it. That is all. It is bringing in a new perception. This is all. One with less fear and more love. And a level of peace, true inner peace, is able to emerge then within your being regardless of outer circumstances or external conditions in your life. You learn to get your source of peace from within, not from without, not based on certain requirements in the external conditions of your life. That is never peace. That is never peace. That is always fear. You cannot control your world, this world. Of course not. We are going to learn how to meet fear, your fear. Straight ahead, directly. And you will realize it is nothing to fear when you are ready and willing to face it. Then it dissolves. The illusion dissolves. The illusion of fear dissolves when you're not hiding or running from it anymore. So this is step five. Spend several moments a day for 1 week. And get acquainted with your deepest fears. Yes, identify them, acknowledge them, recognize them. Because yes.
All right, thank you. There's a lot of this information in your books, and so I've actually been practicing this, and I will tell you from personal experience that I had this information available, and I think it took me 6 months to actually get to the point where I could do it. That's how strong the ego will resist this step, because it doesn't, it wants to preserve itself.
Right.
But it's amazing once you do. I mean, my life is less than ideal, but I do have a sense of peace with it that I probably wouldn't have had before. It's effective.
Right.
And it's amazing what you find in there.
Absolutely. I'm surprised I wasn't expecting Jay to come out and mention the HOPE technique. And the HOPE technique stands for healing our painful emotions or healing our past experiences. And it's just to tell you briefly, it's something that sometime or another, at sharing this and in a more in-depth way. And it's a 10-step, like 10 questions, it's a 10 questionnaire process that really helps one do this simply and effectively. And I definitely at some point in time intend on teaching people how to help teach others or work with others. You know, some people might have a lot of trauma or just have so much hurt from something from our past. It's hard to, or maybe challenging to, you know, face that the first time or the first few times by yourself, and it can be helpful to maybe have a little one-on-one guidance or a direction through it. So at some point in time, the HOPE technique will be brought out. So that was a surprise. Step six is going to be the next one from this.
I'm not that surprised by it, because I feel like that is a really, really powerful practice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It creates literally miraculous physical healings. It heals from doing it. Then just physical imbalances or injuries or chronic pain entirely dissolve away. And, our inner joy gets robbed, I think, slowly. You know, from one, you know, hurtful experience or challenging experience after another throughout life, and that inner joy starts to get more lost. or even just stress, you know, just living a daily stressful life, you know, accumulates if we're not doing something to effectively dissolve stress energy, as a daily meditation or something. Anyway, I kind of lost my train of thought there, but yeah.
It does heal. You said it pretty good. For this technique.
Also, yeah, that's what it was. I was just going to mention. And then also actually just a deeper level of our natural state of inner joy and inner peace, just lack of worrying less just starts to happen because of doing the hope technique daily. It sounds like he's going to implement certainly at least a part of that here in these 12 steps. So I'm very curious to hear what the next step 6 is going to be, kind of a continuation of step 5. I guess he's bringing a part of that into it. So
yes, that'll be exciting. So I think that was pretty simple. If people again have more questions, your books have more explanation of this. Do you have a resource of the Hope Technique available on your blog or anything, Connie? Offhand?
No. I did have it on my website, just on a PDF doc for quite some time, and then I made some adjustments. No, it's not on there.
Okay.
Right now, no.
Okay. Well, you can always check out Connie's books on Amazon or check out Connie's website, helpfromheaven.net. There's more messages on there. There's links to consults and her books as well. So if you have any confusion, you can always go there. And we are Jesus and Company. Yeah. So we will be doing the show and our live webinar where you can actually come and interact with us and ask Jesus questions. We'll be setting a date for that very soon. So
right.
It's all very exciting, but we're going to wrap up step 5 and we will be happy to bring you almost like the second half of the step in step 6, it sounds like.
Right. And I do plan on bringing out the Hope Technique and making that available. My friend Susan Lawrence, do that together. So that's something to bring out in the near future. I have a feeling in the near future.
Sounds great. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Connie.
Thanks, Stacy.
We look forward to seeing you at step 6.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.